This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio 1467. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, especially shortwave. On this edition, recorded July 2nd, Antarctica off the air, New Brazilian on the air, Belarus, Indonesia out of order, sporadic EDX from China and Central America, Laos, Sudan, and Vanuatu reactivated, Cuba covering the coup in Honduras, engineers sit in India, and the propagation outlook. Hearing Angola on shortwave broadcast is a bit of a challenge. On June 27th at 21:48, Carlos Gonçalves in Portugal observed that the A channel of RNA on 4949.7 was unreadable due to the modulation level, although he could tell it was talking in Portuguese. However, on June 30th, 3 days later at 1800 UT, David Sharp in New South Wales said, "I made a quick band scan. Most of the Africans were coming in at a great level, notably Angola, with full audio. After 1800 UT, a Portuguese conversation between a man and a woman and several Radio Nacional IDs, and he measured it on 4949.757. A few hours later, Scott Barber in New Hampshire was also listening to it on 4949.83, June 30th, at 23:47, easy listening music. Announcements sounding like Portuguese, but there was interference from All India Radio Srinagar, 4950, producing a heterodyne, when it signed on at 23:58. If you haven't been able to hear LRA 36 Antarctica lately on 15476, here's why. Manuel Mendez in Spain received an email reply from the station saying that they'd been off the air for a week. In fact, since the 21st of June, because severe weather at Esperanza Base, temperatures of almost 60 below zero. Well, that's the wind chill anyway, and the winds themselves exceeding 200 kilometers per hour, and that kept them from going on the air. About Belarus, in shortwave bulletin, Krista Brunstrom in Sweden observes that the transmitter on 6040, heard June 27th at 1500, was using a new name for the regional transmission from Hrodno. A music program, the ID was Oblastnoye Radio. He also heard Belarus on 6070, the radio from Brest, with a regional transmission at 15 to 16 UT, June 22nd, with an unusually good signal. The external service from Belarus is putting out mixing products reported to DARC Bandwatch via Wolfgang Büschel on 7030. That's a leapfrog of 7390 over 7210 at 22 UT in Russian and an hour earlier in English, although that should start at 2000 UT. This was originally logged by Felix Lechte in Germany. A new Brazilian station reported on 60 meters, originally by Jorge Cunha in Brasilia, in the Ondas Tropicais community, and then also reported via the Radio Escutis group and the Deixis Clube do Paraná. It's on 4885, and the ID is Radio Maria. I did some checking and found that this is listed as one of three Brazilians on 4885, in the World Radio TV Handbook. However, this particular one has been inactive for some years. It's too bad they are putting more and more stations on the same frequency, causing more and more interference. We often hear the main one, which runs all night, Radio Clube do Pará, on 4885. and the other one in Acre is also reported occasionally. Adalberto Marques de Azevedo explains that the equipment of the former station, Radio Voz do Coração Imaculado, which before that was known as Radio Carajás, had been inactive and was sold to the foundation of Our Lady of Aparecida, which has just now put it on the air under the name of Radio Maria. Although the studio is in Brasilia, this transmitter is actually in Anápolis, Goiás, with 1 kilowatt, and it's just testing so far. According to official registrations, it's operating only on Saturdays and Sundays between 4 a.m. and 9 p.m. local time, which is equivalent to 07 to midnight UT. And the station is interested in hearing from new listeners. There have been some fantastic VHF DX catches recently, thanks to the current peak of the sporadic E season in the Northern Hemisphere. Seichi Hasegawa in Japan tells us, I've received Chinese university radio on the band between 70 and 87 megahertz. These stations are using less than 10 watts, mostly only 3 watts. On 4 separate occasions, he reports different stations. One day in June at 0703 on 72.1 megahertz, it was the Zhejiang University of Technology. On June 19th at 0325 on 74.3, it was the Harbin Institute of Technology. These are foreign language stations, by the way. June 20th at 147 on 86.71 megahertz, the Shijiazhuang University FM station in Hebei. June 26th at 0854 on 86.1, the Huayin Institute of Technology foreign language radio station. This is more or less what is usually known as the Japanese FM band, but apparently it's being used in China, at least for these low-power university stations. Another oddity from China is reported in Australian DX News by Dennis Allen in New South Wales. He heard the voice of Shangri-La as the ID went in English on 6043. He heard it on 3 occasions in June with this English ID at 1100 UT. It was earlier heard as at 1023. He was wondering, where is this really coming from? Well, 6043 is a giveaway because it's the spurious frequency from PBS in Yunnan. So I guess they're just using that slogan when they do an ID in English. The fundamental being 6035. But Ron Howard has observed that it's sometimes better heard in California on the spurs plus and minus 8 kilohertz. China Huayi Broadcasting Corporation, CHBC, is reported by Ron Howard on 6185, June 26th, until sign-off at 1300. Seems they are staying on that frequency 1 hour longer than before. That usage is confirmed by Seichi Hasegawa, 6185 until 1300. It looks like another Chinese station is putting out spurs. Ron Howard says, what's up with PBS Nemengu, 7105, their primary frequency, but also hearing them recently on 7095, 7115, and even 7125, all parallel around 1338. Dan Sheedy in California has also heard them on those three frequencies, 7095, 7105, and 7115. In the Congo DR, the low-power missionary station Radio Kahuzi had been operating on 6209.9 only Mondays and Fridays between 1800 and sign-off at 2007 UT. Note the frequency is slightly off in case you need to separate it from the mixing product from Greece. However, they have decided they're going to operate that schedule now Monday through Friday, not only on Monday and Friday, according to Martin Elba. On the ADX list, via Wolfgang Büschel, he's been in contact with the station, and they've said, Richard McDonald says, we've just sent you a list of changes to our schedule, all weekdays at 05:30 in French and 16:30 to 20:00 in Swahili, English, and French. The 05:30 broadcast apparently runs until 07:00. Or it did. It's not clear. Maybe they're now on the air all day long. However, that won't make much difference to DXers. Ymir Gaviria in Colombia forwards a story from the Spanish news agency EFE that starting next year, Radio Exterior de España will broadcast in the digital mode from its Costa Rican relay, expecting to be better heard in the Americas. Well, they have four transmitters apparently, and I guess one of them at least will become DRM capable, although this story never mentions which digital mode. We can only assume it will be DRM. The coup in Honduras prompted Radio Havana Cuba to expand its shortwave broadcasting. They seem to be obsessed with this particular issue. Normally, they're off the air between 15 and 20 UT in the middle of the day. But for the first few days, we heard them on five or six frequencies during this time period, although they didn't seem to match exactly from one day to the next. As of July 1st, the ones they were confirmed to be using were 11760, 11800, and best here on 13760. And furthermore, they were replacing some of their foreign language broadcasts in the afternoon with more and more about this in Spanish. We found it quite amusing to hear calls for the rule of democracy in Honduras from, of all places, Cuba, where there's never been any such thing since the revolution by force a semi-century ago. Democracy's just great if that can get you into power legitimately, but never give it up voluntarily. We've been monitoring Havana extensively. Apparently no one else is paying much attention, and have noticed many other variations in their schedule. Possibly a permanent change is replacing 12,000 with 11,800 for the morning broadcast between 11 and 15, as we've been pointing out for months. 12,000 collides with the Voice of Russia in Chinese, while 11,800 is relatively clear. Martin Groot in Netherlands tells us that on June 30th he was hearing Radio Bayrak in the Turkish Republic of Northern Cyprus, 6150.03. At 0211 to 229 UT, nonstop U.S. oldies by Cher, Del Shannon, Roy Orbison, Gene Vincent. It was slightly off frequency and clear after Budapest closed at 0200. He did not hear an ID, but he says the choice of music and the awful audio leave no doubt it's Radio Bayrak. Here's another fantastic VHF catch. Tim Bucknell in northwest England says he heard the Karamay TV transmitter in East Turkestan, also known as Extreme Northwest China, via sporadic E. It was on 65749.974 kilohertz. He was able to identify it because there are listings of such exact offsets at fmlist.org. The distance, almost 6 megameters, which means it's at least 3, possibly 4, hops by sporadic E-skip. Oh, he was hearing this on the 29th of June at 0915 UT, along with several other signals, apparently from China. On the first Saturday in June, Dave Kenny and Alan Pennington both heard Scandinavian Weekend Radio from Finland, and they measured the frequency on 11689.9 kilohertz. They were heard both at the beginning of the 24-hour broadcast, Friday at 22:25, and close to the end, Saturday, signing off at 20:59, and we assume the same will be happening on July 3rd and 4th. The slightly offset frequency might help to identify this very low-power station. Back to Sporadic E, this report from Stephen Wiseblood at the extreme south tip of Texas, where he's within single-hop range of Central America on FM. And he was able to hear within less than an hour, June 30th, between 14 and 15 UT, four different stations from three different countries on the same frequency as the skip area moved around, 89.7 megahertz. First, it was La Ceiba, Honduras, La Superestacion, then from Santa Barbara, Honduras, Estereo Fiel. A few minutes later, Radio Bautista from San Salvador, and after that, Emisoras Unidas from Guatemala City. You're listening to World of Radio 1467. Check our website, worldofradio.org, for much more information, especially the latest issue of DX Listening Digest, number 9050. Your contributions, always welcome, to WORADIO at yahoo.com. Or P.O. Box 1684, ENIDOK 73702, USA. Our thanks this week for financial support from the members of the Arctic Radio Club and Shortwave Bulletin in Sweden. Back to Central America and Honduras. We're pretty much out of luck if we want to hear anything direct from there on shortwave. There are only two active stations, and they're both missionary outlets on the 90-meter band. Not likely to get involved in this, and besides, they don't normally broadcast news anyway. I did check 3250 and 3340 around 0600 UT, and they appeared to be off the air anyway. A number of other stations are off the air in Honduras because of the coup. For example, Radio Globo was put off the air by the government, reported by Venezuelan media. However, some other stations were off the air just because the power was interrupted in San Pedro Sula and they came back. Thanks to Yimber Gaviria for that information. Reporters Without Borders was on the story, reporting on a media blackout following the military coup. CommanderElliott.com rounded up stories that both Telesur and CNN were cut off in Honduras following the coup. Perhaps that was one reason that Radio Havana figured they had better augment their shortwave broadcasts about the subject. On June 29th, another story via Yimber Gaviria said Radio Progreso in Honduras was off the air and still off the air. That's the station of the Jesuits, which was invaded by a contingent of 25 soldiers. Now, it's India where there are labor problems affecting broadcasts. According to radioandmusic.com via Jaisaktivel, All India Radio engineers and direct recruits are up in arms. Prasar Bharati bracing itself to meet major protests on issues such as cadre review for engineering employees, on the inordinate delay and failure in promoting due to higher costs. A nationwide peaceful sit-in protest was scheduled for July 2nd, so we can only wonder if that will affect any of the programming on All India Radio, even the shortwave general overseas service. In Indonesia, the Voice of Indonesia, 9525, has suddenly developed a problem. Both on June 30th and July 1st, Ron Howard and I were hearing during the English Hour at 1300, Heterodynes, it seems they're putting out transmissions on adjacent frequencies around 9526 and 9524, interfering with themselves. However, Ron has been hearing RRI Jakarta on 9680 during their English lesson program, Kanguru Indonesia, which is scheduled Wednesdays and Fridays at 0805 to 0820. And there they were Wednesday morning, July 1st, talking about the Java earthquake of 2006 and with a song, That's What Friends Are For, about the tsunami tragedy. Commander Elliott found a review by Tom Ordeman, Jr. in Family Security Matters of Iran's Voice of Justice program to North America. That's at 0130 UT on 9495. He said they made a point during the last sesqui week of repeating the phrase President Dr. Mahmoud Ahmadinejad as frequently as possible and making copious mention of congratulatory statements from abroad, including one from President Obama prior to the actual election. The programming is focusing less on stories maligning the U.S. and more on stories about Ahmadinejad. And any line to afford him and Ali Khamenei some degree of legitimacy. The most interesting moment from a recent broadcast came the day after the poll. Commentators seemed to stutter and stumble over their words more than usual, betraying nerves and apprehension amongst the personnel of the government's propaganda wing. And Iran appears to be jamming foreign radio broadcasts, including the BBC's Persian service. Some stories reach us claiming a station is on shortwave, which is news to us and without any confirmation, making us suspect the people writing the stories don't know exactly what shortwave really is. One such is about Radio Zamaneh. It appeared in Forbes.com via Alakesh Gupta. It claims that station is on shortwave. It was initially when it started a few years ago via Ukraine, but as far as we know, it is not anymore. We are awaiting any further word about this possibility. It would seem to be an opportune time for shortwave to be resumed with all the media blockage Iran is carrying out. Israel was heard on shortwave in English again. As Hasegawa tells us, the Japanese DXer received them June 24th at 17:30 on 11595, preceded and followed by broadcasts in an unknown language. So we wonder if that was just a mistake. We have no further reports of that. Attention World of Radio listeners, Saturday mornings at 08 UT in Europe via IRRS on 9510. We've been informed that we're being preempted 2 weeks in a row in July and August. So here are the dates when we expect to be on the air: July 18th, 25th, August 15th, 22nd, and 29th. Ron Howard in California is able to hear Laos on 4412.59 variable from Sam Nua, the regional station, as well as Vientiane on 6130. But now reports the external service frequency of Lao National Radio has been resumed, 7145, heard in English, June 26th at 1335 to 1355. Mauno Rita in Finland checked this out on a remote receiver and also heard it at 1310 in French and signing off at 1400. Ron heard them again June 28th between 1250 and 1338 on 7145, and the 29th from 1308 to 1348 with the best reception by far with English after 1331. Why is it Latin American leftists are always trying to silence the opposition? Sometime before the coup in Honduras, Nicaragua, now under a leftist government, closed down a radio station, Radio La Ley, in Sevaco. This was the first station closed by the Ortega government, according to a report in El Nuevo Diario via Yumber Gaviria. However, there was another station which had been closed in last November, Radio Darío en León. In fact, it was destroyed by a group of people wearing the FSLN banner. However, it had just returned to the air in mid-June. We might not expect this in mid-summer, but Ron Howard in California and Stephen Wiseblood in Texas have been hearing a lot of the Papua New Guinea 90-meter band stations just before or around local sunrise, so give them a check if you can. Here's another unconfirmed story claiming something new is on shortwave. Kim Andrew Elliott says that the Jerusalem Post had a long article about Al Jazeera of Qatar, and it mentioned that it's on shortwave. Patrick Roberts in Austria heard from Radio Peace in Sudan on July 1st that they're back on the air. This came from Peter Stover himself, who runs the station for the Educational Media Corporation, even though, despite the name, it's all Christian programming. He says 4750 and 5895 have returned after several months of inactivity, and they want monitoring reports. The schedule, in local time, but here converted to UT, on 4750 at 0230 to 0415, and 1600 to 1800, and on 5895 at 03 to 04, and 15 to 16 UT. Programming alternates in English, Arabic, and local languages, and furthermore, these schedules are Monday through Friday only. Another U.S. shortwave station is definitely on the way. George McClintock tells me that he received a construction permit from the FCC on June 30th for his own shortwave station called Leap of Faith near Nashville, Tennessee. He says it takes at least 3 months to get his labor of love on the air, but he's not in any big hurry. Much of the equipment is already on hand, and all the time on the first transmitter has already been sold out. He's going to add a second transmitter after that, which is expected to be half and half in Spanish and English. No call sign has yet been selected. If you hear family radio in English on new 15315 between 2230 and 01 UT, or on 15580 between midnight and 02 UT, it's not Okeechobee but Bonaire carrying out tests for a possible future customer. It seems Bonaire can broadcast in English with a fine signal in North America, as long as it is not Radio Netherlands programming. Remember Hal Turner, the far-right talk host who had a show on WBCQ a few years ago? Well, now he's been arrested for making threats against three judges, according to a New York Times report of June 25th. They charged that his angry postings about a gun case in Chicago amounted to death threats against the three judges. That over-the-horizon radar, Des Walsh has been hearing in Ireland, blanking out the 9 megahertz band at times, apparently is not coming all the way from China, but from France. According to Wolfgang Büschel, there was a ham radio meeting, the ham fair at Friedrichshafen, and information from IARUMS pins it on a location near Paris. And it's also been interfering with the 20-meter ham band. David Sharp in Australia reports, hearing Radio Vanuatu definitely on the air again on exactly 3945. July 1st at 0910 with Island Music ID in English at 0918 and then into Pigeon, still heard at 0937. The propagation outlook from Boulder issued June 30th, ANK indices mostly 5 and 2, peaking at 10 and 4 on July 21st. Solar flux dropping from 70 until July 10th to 68 starting July 13th. Glenn Hauser concluding World of Radio 1467.